It ain't no thing. Right. I'm recording. We're not in the clouds.
First, right up top, let's just mention that we're not in the clouds.
Not in the clouds.
Most things are in the cloud these days. We are not.
My entire setup is a disaster today.
I am disappointed in you. What happened? You're on time for things. Are you going through something right now? I'd like the listener to know that Josh did not bring his tabletop stand for his microphone.
Yeah, so I'm currently I did bring the cradle for the microphone.
Yep.
But the cradle for the microphone is
now the stand.
Is precariously sitting on top of the interface.
Yeah.
Which, because one of my XLR cables died, has to be in front of me because I have to use a 1 meter patch cable.
I've got a wonderful photo of this. This will be the album cover or the episode cover for sure.
But so I've got the cradle on to, the interface, which is on top of a Pelican case, in order to get the height that I need.
Nothing about this is by the books. This is all Josh ingenuity here. We had the option to go get the things that we needed but you know, Josh said, I want to MacGyver this.
Yeah.
The episode must go on.
Yeah. And because one of my XLRs stopped working, we're not using our microphone boosters.
Yeah, the cloud lifter.
The cloud lifter.
That's what we mean.
Yeah, which adds a bunch of power to the microphone and to the interface.
So if you're feeling a certain less than compared to other episodes, I don't know. Josh says he's going to mix it fine. So
yeah, I'm actually going to have to mix this one.
You usually don't. You usually just like...
I hit save.
You poop it right out of...
I do a little denoising. I'm going to have to compress this one. I'm going to have to use a knee with a ratio. No limiter. Just saying words. How you doing?
I'm well. I am. I've aged.
You are old. Happy birthday, Brandon.
Thanks, Josh. Since the last episode, since the last time we got together, I was 29, and now by law, I am to be recognized as a 30-year-old man.
You are a grown ass man now.
Yes.
Like it used to be, you could say like, I'm grown.
Yes.
But you were like 14.
Yeah. Right.
Now
I can leave the house.
Yeah.
I don't need supervision.
There is nothing you can't do. And it was true when you were 25. You could have test drove a Ferrari at 25.
Do people do that? Like yeah. People always say, oh really?
Yeah. I've seen Facebooks.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I bet people
test cars and stuff.
Okay, I mean, it sounds really fun. I'm not poking fun at it. I'm just thinking like, oh yeah, you can rent a car at 25. Like I've never like aspired to rent a vehicle like as a testament. You know, when you're 21, the first thing you do is go use your ID to buy alcohol.
Yeah.
And when you're 18, the first thing you do is you go to your local porn shop and you buy a nudie mag.
And that's not what I did.
You didn't do that?
No.
I mean, I didn't do it either, but I was trying to think of something you can do at 18 besides cigarettes.
Lottery tickets.
Lottery that was it.
That was my move.
That was the easy G-rated version. We had different turning us of 18.
Yeah, but I was like, I'm trying to get rich now. That was probably the beginning of my...
Did you get rich? I don't remember you getting rich.
No, I didn't do it.
Yeah, I didn't think it.
It was probably the first hint that I might have a future gambling problem.
Which you're developing now.
I don't have a current gambling problem. No, I have yet to gamble on sports, but I do read sports books.
You're like asking me how can I... I'm like watching the very beginning of a gambling problem.
Oh, yeah. You're seeing the beginning of Josh Cole, the burnout. Like the guy...
You're burning out.
Like in 2 years when I say, hey, man, I'm moving to Vegas.
Oh, God.
And you say... Why? Well,
it's gonna be a stress on the show, man.
I got a new job.
Yo,
I'm working at the sports book.
Oh God,
yeah.
I would not like it for you to work at the sports book.
I've been learning a lot about sports gambling. The Mayweather McGregor fight was last Saturday.
That had something to do with it.
It took I'm proud of myself.
Yeah.
It took every ounce of self-restraint that I had.
To not drop
like $100 on the fight.
I mean, where would you have dropped it? Mayweather, right?
No, I would have spread it across. I would not have bet like $100 on a straight up. Because in order, I think he had like something like -150 odds or something.
Yeah.
Which basically, for all of you who are, you're going to hear the beginnings of a gambling problem.
thank you. I was going to wonder, like, everyone now, like, pay attention here to where he starts talking about the odds.
Yeah. I think if you had spent $100 on Mayweather, you would have only won 50 or something.
Okay.
I think that's what I don't remember what the actual odds were at the end of the fight, but you could, there are all of these different kinds of bets you can make, especially a boxing match.
Right.
You can bet who wins what round. You can bet the way of victory.
Okay.
So like, was it a technical knockout? Was it a majority decision? Was it a technical decision? Like all of these different, very specific, that like have specific meanings.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can like, the fight's going to end in the 10th round. Like you can get really, really deep into it.
And I mean, the more specific that you get, is it like the more that you are correct, the more that you won? Like, what do you,
the more
that you win,
the more specific the bet, the more lopsided the odds.
Okay. Right.
And then the more you would win. So like if you had bet, I think McGregor may have won the third or fifth round. I think I don't, because I didn't bet on it, I didn't end up getting too far into it.
Was it all the menu options?
It is like a menu of like under overs and all this stuff. But I think I want to say Mayweather or not Mayweather, McGregor won like the third or fifth round or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had bet that, it was like +1,000 odds. So if you had bet $100, you would have won 1,000. That if you were able to predict that Mayweather or McGregor would have won the third round.
Mm-hmm.
By a judge's scorecard.
But what happened?
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
And didn't do it.
But did the fight go the way that you predicted?
If I remember what my card looked like before I closed the browser down, before I hit the deposit button, I think I would have, I don't think I would have won as much as I had wanted to, but I would have been up. I think I would have spent 100 and probably made like another 100. Like I think I would have.
Okay. And you would have had fun.
Doubled my money.
And you would have had all that fun stressing out, watching the game, sweating.
Yeah.
Or now, not the game, but the match. Fight. Yeah.
The problem is the NFL starts up on Thursday.
That's true.
And
the Browns are going.
The Browns are going to go 16-0. If I bet the Browns to win the Super Bowl, today, I think odds are +3,000.
Okay,
which means if I bet 100, I could win 3,000. Maybe it's +30,000. It might be 30,000-1 odds.
Is there a place that we can check a reference to?
You can just type in sportsbook.
Okay.
Sportsbook.ag. I don't have a problem, guys. Don't worry about it.
What's a .ag address?
I have no idea, but all the sportsbooks are .ag.
Okay, hold on. Like, this is your first red flag. And if you're going to websites that don't end in .com or .org,
what is .ag? I can't even think about what .ag would be.
This is the dark net.
Yeah, this is
like,
the dark.
This is already.
This is the dark web. So if you click on NFL there on the left, on the left sidebar,
NFL,
up right there. And then you go season futures, I think it would be. And then there's probably Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right here? Is it L2? Is that the number is the next football number L2?
I actually, yeah.
Like, as in, you know, the XV229,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
So scroll all the way down to the bottom. All the way down to the bottom. The Browns are plus 30,000.
So, at least, yeah. It's better than the Jets.
Yeah, well, the Jets, if you bet the Jets to win the Super Bowl, they're plus 50,000. So if you bet 100, you could win 50 grand.
I just feel – okay, so also at the bottom of this website is a Bitcoin.
Yeah, the only way you can deposit on sportsbook.ag is on Bitcoin.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is why I haven't done it on sportsbook.
This is so there's
other sportsbooks that don't require Bitcoin.
Okay, really? Do they require Visa?
They might ask for possibly pre-purchased credit cards.
I just would like to take a let's put a stake in the ground here on September 4th of 2017. And this is the day that
1:40 p.m.
Josh has plenty of playbook sportsbook type websites.
Uh-huh.
Do they also end in AG?
Yeah, most of them do.
What? Okay,
I have no idea.
We have to find out what domain AG stands for. Maybe agency?
No, I don't know. Antigua. There it is.
And what?
Antigua, Barbados.
Where are you seeing that?
On the last thing. Yeah, Antigua and Barbados.
Oh, God.
Barbuda.
So, Barbuda. I mean, Josh, yes. Does this look like something you should trust?
Yeah, definitely.
What we have on our screen, our shared screen here, is the Wikipedia entry for...
.ag.
.ag, which is for Antigua and Barbuda.
Yeah. A lot of German companies use it. So, hey, it's okay, because Germany.
Right. Germany's never steered us.
They've repented. And it's not like there are Nazis on the street now, so we're fine.
Oh my God. Let's swerve into a new lane, man.
Yeah.
You're
old.
I'm old now.
What did you do for your birthday? I wasn't there for it.
Obviously. I've been birthdaying for the past 24 hours.
Over 24 hours. We're still on a birthday.
Really? Yeah, I did. Okay, here's the range. The meals and beverages and items, as long as they're still being presented to you,
mm-hmm.
then that is part of your birthday duration.
If every person you walk up to today still says, hey, wasn't Sunday your birthday, and then they say happy birthday, it's still your birthday.
Okay.
Which has happened, I think, 4 times in the last 2 hours.
we are in my town of Santa Barbara.
Yes.
Thank you for visiting.
You're welcome.
And I've been birthdaying for about 40 hours or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do yesterday morning?
Yesterday morning I ascended from the pier.
What did you do? Stop. I ascended.
That's true. Just let yesterday I ascended Ellipses. Mm-hmm. I climbed the La Cumbre mountain behind my apartment.
Yes.
On foot for 13.1 miles.
Yes.
And about 3,700 feet altitude.
Elevation.
Elevation. Yeah. That's what it is. And Strava.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So my foot hurts.
How do you feel today? Because yesterday you ran, you did your thing.
Yeah,
I saw you in the afternoon.
You came up after the race was over,
and you said you were feeling okay
mm-hmm.
physically.
Yes.
How do you feel today?
I'm still feeling fine physically.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really need a massage, but a lot of people actually have those kind of medically scheduled.
Yeah. Because you got to get like a sports massage. You got to get like a...
You should really have your muscles stretched
yeah.
after doing that type of run. But it's called Pier to Peak, and it's one that I've... it's a race that I've signed up for before, but ended up not being able to run it. So, yeah, I was pretty stoked to do it this year. But I didn't prepare nearly as many things. Like, I had the massage prepared last time.
Okay. And you didn't do it this time, even though you actually ran it this time.
Yeah, yeah. That's the difference between.
Are you gonna get a soothe?
I don't know. Yeah, probably. Is that a what is
it's
that?
It's an app.
Okay.
Where you can have a massage therapist.
No.
Come to your house.
No.
Yeah, man.
Did we need to disrupt this space?
All the spaces need disrupted, man.
I wish it was spelled different.
It's no. I'm glad it doesn't. I'm glad it's not like a S-O-T-H with like an umlaut.
I wish it. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Was S-U with an umlaut above it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, massage delivered to you. That's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know if it's cool necessarily, but
you can get a sports massage. You can book this for 3:30 today.
I might do that. If I can book a massage during our taping of this episode,
I'm watching you do it. I'm watching you do it. Hit next. Let's see. You want to get a couples massage back to back?
One therapist.
Or you want two therapists?
No.
One body.
$99 is a lot for an hour.
They're coming to your home, man.
They can't come to that home. My home?
Yeah.
No, it's too messy.
No.
I wouldn't be able to.
They don't care.
I would be.
Do you know what these people have seen?
Do you think they could just set it up in the middle of my bedroom?
Yes. That's the point.
Oh, my God. I'm definitely choosing a female. If you have a choice between gender, I'm going to choose female.
That's okay.
Just who I'm possible. Okay, you're going to see. Here's what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
We just came up to a screen during the sign up process for this
new customer. I have an account. You don't. Or are you going to sign up with Facebook or just type in your email?
I don't. All right, fine. I'll type it in.
Guys, Brandon's typing his email address. And now he's typing his phone number, which is he doesn't know what it is. He's having problems typing. Now he's typing in a password. And the password, I will let everyone know.
It's an old one.
How old are we talking?
I'm sorry, like 15 years old.
there's a high probability I know what this password is.
Listen, that's just how good of friends we are. I think your close friend should know your password. Is that
I don't trust anyone.
It's like giving someone a key to your apartment.
Okay, I do. Somebody does have a key to my apartment.
Who's got a key to your apartment? Can you put
Drew.
It out? Drew has it. Drew, what's up?
We traded keys. I've got a key to his. He's got a key.
Was it ceremonious?
It was ceremonious when I gave him mine. I wanted to take him out to dinner.
Yeah.
Tell him I think things are getting really serious between us.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get a massage. Somebody come out to you. Look at this, man. You are getting a massage.
I don't know if I want to order this for real.
Yeah, you just hit the button.
Oh, man.
This is beautiful.
Oh, shit.
Are you putting on the company card?
No, but I actually got a new card, and so I've been having trouble lately.
Yeah. Are you going to do it? It's 4 p.m. You know, you can schedule this till like 10 o'clock at night. So if you want to get it a massage at like 9 o'clock at night, you can.
That's legit.
Yeah.
I would much rather it later than that.
Yeah.
I'm going to edit this.
Yeah. You don't have to do it now.
We can go.
You can also have, you can have the massage come to the office tomorrow.
I would like that. Like, just set up a massage next to my desk.
Yeah. I don't think there's a problem with this.
I think that would be an amazing display of confidence. Mm-hmm. And what would you think if you worked an office job and, you know, they have to come to the front desk.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking for Brandon.
Yeah. They got the table. They got the oils, candles. Sade is playing. They just have like a little boombox. So Sade is just perpetually playing.
Even though we work at a speaker company, they would have their own boombox with D-cell batteries.
What's your massage tune?
Oh,
like, I would choose Sade.
My massage song, what would play?
Yeah.
Probably something by Korn. So that I can really let loose.
Is that Freak on a Leash?
Yeah. It's just Freak on a Leash on repeat.
Yeah, for the whole hour.
Actually, once he starts scatting, it actually just goes into a mix of that portion repeated for about 4 minutes.
You wouldn't do the Korn album with Skrillex?
Yeah, that was a good mixture.
Yeah, you like
it? I only listened to it like twice, but it was...
I don't think I listened to it once.
Skrillex is still putting out pretty decent music. Yeah. Like when he got, it's interesting. I feel like we're speaking of aging, it's like Skrillex has, I mean, his tracks are still very energetic, but I feel like they're way, when he's like a feature or something like that, it's a very calmed down. It's like womp womp.
Yeah.
Weep, 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 whoop.
Is he still doing the like monster dubstep thing? It sounds like a...
I mean, I haven't really caught up with it, but...
Because I thought he...
It's like he doesn't screech as much as he used to.
I thought he just got really, really pop.
He did. He did.
Because he had that like that album with Bieber.
Oh, right.
And what's his like... group with, was it Major Lazer or Hudson Mohawk or something like that?
Jack U,
but who's the other person? Dude?
I think that's Diplo.
Diplo, yeah.
Yeah. Is he the one who had the kind of public thing going on with Rihanna, was it? Who wouldn't...
Diplo?
Yeah, who wouldn't Rihanna make a song with that she was being kind of a dick about it?
Oh, I assume that's a long list.
She said his music sounds like a... Did you see that? This whole cycle is like Rihanna said that your music sounds like it should be played in a...
You got the story up right now, actually. Diplo can't seem to convince Rihanna to work with him. You know, you're going to watch that James Vanderbeek show on Viceland?
Should I?
No. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
Me neither.
James Vanderbeek is playing Diplo on a show called What Would Diplo Do?
Why? What? Is that interesting?
I don't know. I mean, Viceland is kind of amazing, so...
That's true. Viceland knows content.
Yeah.
You know, you can kind of... It's kind of like MTV. It's... You just turn it onto the station and take whatever they're giving you.
Yeah,
you didn't really, like, go in and, like, I only want to watch Undressed or New World.
Yeah. Well, I do jump in just to watch Jesus and Mero.
That's
on Viceland. Right, and their podcast as well.
They have a podcast?
Yeah, the Bodega Boys.
Is it?
It's I've never felt so old, and not because I don't understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
It's the speed to which their jokes come out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask them to slow down, please, because they're so funny.
Oh yeah,
but it's so fast.
Yeah,
I can't keep up.
Okay.
Like the first 5 or 6 minutes of their show, they are just like riffing as quickly as they can. And it's overwhelming.
Word. Yeah. I'm going to try this out. This is a Bodega Boys. I'm down with it. Is that really what it's called?
Yeah.
Like, is it a SoundCloud?
Well, their podcast is also on SoundCloud. Yeah.
Okay. I get you. Of course.
And they're sitting there with
Kanye. Of course. Their cover photo on SoundCloud is of Kanye West.
That's
perfect.
If I met Kanye, my photo would forever be me with Kanye.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like I would take this photo and I would send it to you.
Yeah.
Like, I would have a picture of me and Kanye and it would never make the internet. I would just send it.
Why? Is it against brand?
I don't know, because we're not friends.
If I had, I feel like I'd be friends with Kanye.
Like we get along. See, that's okay.
I feel like we'd be really good friends. Now, if somebody like Drake wanted to get a photo with me, I'd say no.
That's amazing. Okay.
That wouldn't
even be the direction of the conversation. If Drake wants a photo with me,
I wouldn't even.
He doesn't know who you are.
He does though.
Yes, because you keep writing him.
Well,
I see all those long ass Instagram comments. You think that nobody's seeing those,
yeah,
Josh?
And he sees them. I've heard a couple of those like songs he's written about me. People come at him. You know, the feds coming at him. When he says the feds, he actually means me. If you look on Genius, that's what it actually says.
Was I talking with you about Genius recently? I love Genius.
I love Genius.
The website is just such a... It's one of those ideas that could have fell off.
Because of lawsuits?
Yes and no. I mean, it's a lyric website.
Yeah, well, they all get sued.
Why?
Because they're publishing. Yeah, because they publish lyrics, and that's copywritten content.
The
words are copywritten.
But the order in which they are spoken is on a record.
Yeah.
And that's public domain.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
What? If someone published our conversation that we're having right now, would you have a problem with it?
No, but okay. we don't own, like, we're not copywriting our podcast. A song is the publishing is copywritten, the lyrics are copywritten, the music is copywritten, all separately.
Yeah, right.
So that's why, like, you get in trouble for sampling, you get in trouble for lyrics. That's why, like, you know, weird art, like Taylor Swift is on Genius right here. Her first track credits, what's the name of the I'm Too Sexy band? Young Fred Wright. I forget the name of the band, but
I'm Too Sexy for My Cat Guy.
I'm Too Sexy for My
Shirt.
That's
the same song.
Said Wright Fred something. I forget the name
Fred
of the band.
Fred Wright said, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. She credits them on her first track. Okay. Look What You Made Me Do, because the lyrics are close enough to the, and the rhythm is close enough to their track that they have to credit it.
Amazing. But yeah. Either way, her lyrics
are owned by her and her publishing studio.
That doesn't mean, like, you can't, like, people have to be able to type whatever they want into a little box. They got to be able to do that. Like, that can't be, they can.
Yeah, but if it just so happens to be the same letters and words in the same order and the same line breaks as a song, that's.
Right. That's
you got to be able to take photos and maybe put movies together. And if they just so happen to look exactly like Avengers.
I guess I can see where you're going with that. What do you think of this new Taylor song?
Are we going to do this?
I don't know. I haven't listened to it.
Have you listened to either one?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I might have heard them because I'm a man of the world and I've been out.
The first one only came out, I think, a week ago. So you may have missed it. And the second one that's up on Genius right here only came out yesterday. So
okay.
Even or two days ago.
My housemate, which is new, that's what I've also been doing. Along with aging, is I've been hosting a new housemate, kind of,
yeah.
Sort of. A friend of mine, Devante, moved into my humble abode.
Yeah.
You met him.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
He's a cool guy.
Artist, vocal artist, but also a music entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Just graduated from Berklee School of Music, College of Music. How do you say it?
School.
There's a certain way that you say it. From fucking Valencia.
Yeah.
So, I mean, cool story there. And then he's back in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Point is he was listening to Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I don't know what song it was, but I asked him, what are you up to? And he's like, oh, I'm studying. And he was basically, you know, he's into songwriting and he wants to do that for a career. And so.
And she's pretty good at that.
I mean, probably.
She's pretty good at it.
Yeah. What do you think? Did you listen to them?
Yeah.
And what do you think?
I'm a man of the world.
And what do you think? Is this Taylor Swift girl? Is she going places or no?
This was her first thing, she would not be going places.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You're not impressed?
It's not that I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
It's a weird vibe. She kind of raps on this new track.
No, stop rapping, everyone. Stop rapping. rap to your
The video for the first album I was kind of into,
mm-hmm.
or the first song I was kind of into, because it's like this the whole album seems to be about her public persona, what people expect of her,
yeah,
what like people like Kim Kardashian and Kanye coming at her
about stuff.
The internet kind of come at her about stuff, and her just going like, I honestly don't care what you guys think. And I don't, the old Taylor Swift that cared about these things, she's dead. She doesn't care about
anything. She's dead? Did she say she's dead?
She actually has a lyric in the first song about like what happened to Taylor or something, and Taylor's dead or something.
No way. Yeah. For real? Oh yeah. My God.
Yeah. It's a little.
That's great.
I think she's a really good writer. It's just the what comes out of it is really like inauthentic.
Yeah, that's how can you be after a certain point?
Well, like all you are, Beyonce still has a feeling of authenticity.
That's true. But what could Taylor do to get some of her authenticity back? I don't view you as a I viewed you as a Taylor fan. I'm pretty sure. Like maybe three or 4 years ago, we might have had a conversation.
I'm a fan of her as like a person, as like a petty, super petty, ultra uber petty person. And I root for Taylor. I think when the hints of this album coming out were trickling on the Instagrams, mm-hmm. I wanted her to like release a record that sounded so different, mm-hmm. that like even haters couldn't even be like,
that's what I wanted. That's what I thought we were going to get.
And no.
No?
Mm-mm. I wanted
haters. You are free to hate as far as Josh Cole is concerned. Haters.
Going to hate.
I just want to shake. Did she not put that song in like 12 different ways on this new record? Because I would have done that.
Just like a remix record of one song.
I like when an artist comes out with something new and their old stuff gets played a bunch. It's a funny thing to me, and it happens quite a bit, and it's totally happening right now.
Yeah.
Also, I saw something on social media that was kind of interesting. It was this woman's kind of journey through discovering Taylor, mm-hmm. Embracing Taylor, mm-hmm. and now as, of course, her career continues in a very public way, she responded to this latest music by saying, I have fallen out of my, like, you know, continuing my life with Taylor as a front and center, much like, you know, we've talked about Chance the Rapper or something like that for 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And now, like, I would say, like, she would say that she grew out of her, much like the way that we could, or someday, if Chance keeps releasing gospel records.
No, if Chance keeps releasing gospel records, I'm riding that train.
Are you going to convert?
I'm riding that train forever.
You're going to get baptized?
Yeah, but if Chance keeps releasing, like, fairy tales and other like children's songs, then I'm probably bouncing out.
By the way, thank you for the Chance 3 hat.
Yeah.
Also, I put out for that marathon that I ran, the half marathon, I did a cool thing, or at least I think it was cool, where I collected music from my pals and put out like a Spotify. I will sell that to you, Spotify. Don't ever use Spotify without...
You own that. Own that now.
Let's say to our sponsor, Sparkling Water.
Sparkling.
And Spotify.
Yeah. Is it Spotify?
It's so... there's layers and we can dissect it. But I do think it's really good. And that might be the name of a playlist or something that I put out. But... recently, I put out a collaborative playlist that I wanted people to put a bunch of music on for me to run during this during this marathon, which I wouldn't have much cell access.
Yeah,
and Chance was on that as well. I don't think I'm going to be growing out anytime soon.
No, what Chance track was on there? No problem.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, that's the running Chance song, you know. Also, I don't think Acid Rap is on.
It's probably not on.
I don't think it's on Spotify.
Yeah, it is on Apple Music. Because he got that $500,000 from Apple, so he has like a deal.
Seems like Apple probably could have paid a little bit more, right?
Hey, it's not up to Apple, man. Chance got to get a new lawyer.
You think so? You think he's having an earn situation, a la Atlanta?
Yeah.
Season 2. When is it?
Next year. The first script started going out to people.
Oh,
because I think Lakeith.
Oh my God, tweeted, our favorite man.
He's the best.
Can we talk about Lakeith for a while?
Sure.
That's what I would like.
He's super weird.
Let's get into it. Where are you getting your Lakeith news? He's on Twitter.
He's on Twitter.
Let's talk about who he is. Yeah. And plus, is it Lakeith? Because.
Yeah, look at the sub thing.
Yeah, looking at the
he goes by Lakeith now.
Okay,
when he first started as an actor, when he was in like He did a couple smaller roles. He was credited as Keith Stanfield, and when he was in, when he did Short Term 12 and a couple of things, mm-hmm. he was credited as Keith. And then I think as he was getting more roles,
right,
more black folks on it. I mean, that's probably what it is. He was working more with like Ava DuVernay. He was in Selma, yeah, and he did Atlanta, and so he was like, "I'm just gonna go as Lakeith. That's my name."
Then it was Get Out.
Get Out. Yeah.
So in which. That was a pretty small role.
Yeah,
I
it was think, like 3 days.
But people consider that like a breakout role for him or something. Or at least I've seen it talked about that.
Well, it was memed a lot because he's the guy yeah, in the sunken place, right?
Yeah, so, he's the guy who like he's a reveal.
Yeah,
during the movie.
Yeah,
no spoiler, but go see that movie if you haven't
also,
seen it.
It's all it's September. The movie came out in January. If you didn't see Get Out, it's on DVD.
So that's the rules, so right? DVD rules?
Yeah, if you can rent it for $5 on iTunes, I can spoil it.
If you've been putting it off,
it's your fault.
Things are going to happen. It's here to say that things are going to get spoiled.
Yeah, but like if we look at Lakeith's Wikipedia photo here, it's yeah, super weird.
That's not a weird photo. He's just at Comic-Con looking like probably the least weird.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. That's a pretty good get-up. I was thinking like I would... You can't go to like Wendy's in that, but
I think he would though.
He's pretty young.
Yeah, everyone's young.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. From up here, from this perspective.
Yeah, from this aged, old, decrepit.
But what's up with his interviews? He said
he did an interview with GQ recently.
Yeah, you sent that to me.
And it's bizarre.
Why? What? Like?
Because it's a pretty lengthy interview. It's called even the title of the piece is called A Bonkers Interview with Keith Stanfield. It's kind of a long interview.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't say anything at all until the last paragraph. Like, look at this interview. Look at the responses. Really, really short. A lot of them, even the interviewer is like, what? Like, really? Okay. Like, that's the bolded is the interviewer, right? Asking questions. And he's just like, I don't, what? Okay.
So let's go in here. So in bold is GQ and in italics is, well, why am I even saying that as if the reader, listener,
right?
Let's go into this. Stay woke. This is GQ saying this. Stay woke. I mean, if you get close enough to somebody else's eyes, you can see your own reflection. And Lakeith says, reflections are but reflections. They aren't worth. And then it just kind of trails off, it seems. And then GQ comes and says, they aren't worth discussing. He says, no. And he's the response is, okay, let me think. And then Lakeith says, I suggest everyone break their mirrors. And then and the response is, do you have any mirrors in your house? And he says, all broken. And then they repeat, all broken. So
yeah, well, it's because it's...
This doesn't... Like, this seems like an interview with a high person.
I think he's very high. And then if you just keep scrolling, you'll see he's still not really responding until the very last question.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But, He seems great. I would want to be friends with him.
Let's go be friends with him. He's got a Twitter account, and I really like following him. He's got a Jaden-like
yeah,
feel. He touches the internet in a very peculiar. He's like a kind of like someone who tickles you, and you're like, I don't like being tickled, but it is joyous.
Yeah.
So
I can't wait for that Moore's Jaden track.
Oh, do you think that's a real thing? Do you think that could happen?
It could. Course. It could happen.
We should.
Jaden is.
Should try to push them.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jaden is like probably the coolest person alive.
I was hoping you were going to say the greatest rapper of all time. Jaden
is the greatest rapper of all time.
He hasn't put out anything new since Batman, right?
No, he did put out another track. Watch me, right?
Yeah, Watch Me is really, and he has that. I mean, he took a rhythm from somebody for that song, right?
It's like guitar part does sound super familiar. Yeah. I just don't really know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But he is the greatest of all time.
Okay.
I mean, prove me wrong.
I can't prove you wrong.
Because we don't, because all time is a long time. And in 100 years, when we look back at the history of hip hop, we're going to say like, yeah, man, there was Biggie and like Tupac and Jay-Z and Rakim and...
On that note, I did start watching The Defiant Ones.
Oh, yeah.
And it is the best piece of music content that I've seen. And I mean, I like music. I like documentaries. What was the one with Foo Fighters, dude?
Sound City.
Sound City was some of my... I mean, anything that Trent is just kind of like next to.
Yeah.
But he's not the main character of it. But, no. I mean, just those stories are incredible. Did you watch The Defiant Ones?
Oh, yeah.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, I think I watched it in one or two sittings.
Damn it, man. People are being... I want to do that, but I...
You've got a life and stuff. I just sit at home and I wait for McConnell's ice cream to be delivered to my house.
Can you get McConnell's to your house?
Dude, yeah, of course I can.
I didn't know you could get McConnell's.
Yeah, there's a McConnell's down the street from me.
Oh, shit. That's right.
I could walk to it, and it does only take 15 minutes. But I could also wait 25 minutes and have someone bring it to me. We talked about this. This is life now. You can get a massage in your house. You can get.
I'm gonna get that massage order ice
cream,
for sure.
Ice cream delivered to your house. You want beer? You can get beer delivered to the house. You out of
what if
paper?
I can?
Yeah. You out of some binders? Staples delivered to your house.
Staples delivers
through Postmates.
I would like to order a rechargeable battery for my phone.
There you go. You can get a Mophie delivered to your house.
That's sweet.
And then you can have ice cream delivered to your house.
I want them to like get there at the same time while I'm getting a massage.
While you're getting the massage, but then you have to get up. You can't get up from the massage.
No, I'll just have someone else. I'll have another service called.
Like you'll have a task rabbit wait at the door.
It's called Butler, but it's spelled with a
umlaut.
It's spelled with an umlaut, and it doesn't have an E.
So
it's B-U-T-R.
What's amazing is if you were to tell me, oh, yeah, you know, the Butler app where you can have somebody come to your house and, like, do some stuff for you, I would go, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because I assume everything is an app now. Everything's been disrupted.
I'm happy about it.
Is there a game in town that hasn't been disrupted? That, like, a day-to-day you were like, man, I wish somebody would come in and disrupt this.
Okay. We should... We definitely need to enter into the things are going to happen segment called Disrupt This. It's where we can come up with things that haven't been disrupted yet.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one. And what's your daily like? I mean, you got your morning podcast, you got your breakfast going on.
Yeah. If I could get the breakfast delivered to me.
That can happen.
Which has happened.
You've ordered breakfast. Breakfast is a meal that you cannot have delivered.
Except
you have to eat it at the place that it's prepared.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Not if you're like, you're having a real rough morning. Maybe it was somebody's birthday. And you're in bed. You look at your phone and you say, a breakfast taco would be amazing right now.
Yeah.
I could walk to get it.
Nah.
Or I'm going to add a couple coffees to this.
One breakfast taco?
No, not one. You get two.
Okay, so two breakfast tacos.
Uh-huh, and then.
That's not a solvent. This is not a good disruption. I don't think we're going to go for it.
All right. And then I start opening up the betting markets.
Okay, right.
Start looking at the bets.
The bets and breakfast?
Bets and breakfast.
Okay, if you combine... Okay, you can order a taco, two tacos, and two coffees, and then two of your best suggestions on what to gamble on.
Okay.
I would order that.
I think we need a new segment of things you didn't know that could be delivered, and also two bets on sporting events.
Okay, we're just adding to the segments. How about maybe some hot takes?
Uh-huh.
There's a we had a hot one earlier in the month.
And well, we did have, we did just talk about Taylor Swift. That was kind of a bit of a hot take.
That was a long, it was a long take.
It was a long one.
Long take on a hot.
I've been thinking about it for a while.
Long take on a hot subject. Mm-hmm. We had the eclipse last month or earlier this month.
Yeah.
No, it was last month. It was August. We're in a new month.
Yeah, we're in a new month.
Now. New life. Did you stare at the sun?
I did. I just looked right up at it. I went outside. I saw it was 10:20 on a Tuesday. Uh-huh. That was when Los Angeles had 62% coverage.
Yeah.
And I just looked right up there and I was like, ah, it looks like the sun.
I really think that Southern California got like, I mean, it was cool, of course.
Sure.
Just as it is. But we didn't get like the effect that even our hometown got.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, because we only had 62% coverage. Right. So that's not.
And Ohio had pretty much.
Like 70 or parts of Ohio.
No, it had like way more than that, I think.
Well, I'm looking at a map there. It depends on if you're in Cincinnati, you probably had like full coverage, but.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
80-90%, yeah.
People were
all about it.
People were all about it, and
I didn't know it was happening until like 3 days before.
I'm confused by that. You're a man of the world. I don't understand. Also, it like apparently united the world. I guess
united the country. Yeah,
the country really.
Well, just because it was really our eclipse.
I was gonna say was it only our event?
Yeah,
it didn't
USA.
No one else got
you. USA.
If you tried to tune into the eclipse, did it say like this is not available in your country?
That's funny. It is signed into a US proxy.
People were getting married, man.
People were legit getting married.
There was a whole like newscasters were having real awkward interviews. Like,
yeah, you were hating on Twitter having video.
I was,
and it was just the Weather Channel.
I was not hating on
you.
It.
Were hating.
I was. You were pointing like,
why is Twitter doing some bad news coverage of the eclipse? And then that's when I post sent you. It was like, you mean the Weather Channel?
Because it was awkward.
It was the Weather Channel.
You didn't need to be there.
Like, you did need to be there
interviewing people.
Why not?
I don't know.
The world went dark.
Did it though?
I think so.
Right, I feel you.
I don't know. I wasn't in like Oregon or something.
I'm willing to feel the magic of an eclipse that you didn't even understand was happening three days prior.
I didn't know it was happening. Did you go out? Did you see it? Did you have some glasses? Did you have some folks in the office with glasses?
Yeah, people in the office. I was working on some shit.
Yeah.
Like I was just like there's a meme that it's a picture.
New segment. Describe a meme.
Yeah. Did something happen in your life? Respond to it with a meme that you describe.
Yeah.
With your voice. But it's just a guy inside, and he's in front of like a big console with a bunch of knobs and dials and whatever. Mm-hmm. And it says, there was an eclipse. I was inside with my... No, I was not appreciating the Earth and its wonders that day. So... Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was silly the news coverage. That's my hot take, is that it was, because it was like kind of like that thing of you know when you go to a fair,
mm-hmm,
and there's all the interviews about the fair.
Yeah, the butter cow.
Butter cow. Like the body is trying so hard to come up with like something like to latch onto.
Yeah,
but it's like, no, it's just cool. It's just cool. Like,
yeah,
you don't have to ascribe like a super deep meaning to this.
Yeah,
but that's like what like news has to do that.
Yeah, but I think people were having really emotional experiences with the solar eclipse,
and they were actually shit. I can say this. My brother got engaged on that day.
Really?
I'm telling you. Okay, listen. You're not.
I didn't know that.
Understanding the gravity of this eclipse and how it's affected everything.
The
and maybe that's why I have such a visceral response to everything that happened. No, he really did. He got engaged on that day.
Wow.
He has his girlfriend. So congratulations. Shout out and congratulations.
She said yes.
Congrats
could be in order if she said no. I don't know.
I suppose so. Generally, the hope That's so a question that you have to know the answer to before you ask, in my opinion.
Or you just get it out the way. Like, hey, you want to get married? And if she's like, nah.
I'm feel like cool. I would have asked. Okay, that's okay. So if we can go back to disrupt this.
Oh, okay.
There needs to be an app that will tell you if your prospective fiance will say yes or no.
Well, yeah, that's what the your fiance's best friend is for that. That's what that that's
okay,
what that
right.
is.
Okay, so it's an app that connects you to the best friend.
And then like burns the messages.
Yeah, it burns them. Yeah, it actually smashes the phone and orders a new one. I don't know. Is that what, would you ask the best friend of a woman that you're dating? If you should get married to this person?
Yeah.
I feel like it's something that you have a long conversation with yourself about. No?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I typically just have long conversations with myself about things.
Okay. Well, then, this is going to work out great.
Yeah. And then I ask my best friend, which is me, hey, what do you think about this? And we just have another conversation. The other me, future me, future Josh.
Future Josh. Oh, there's a whole theory behind this, right?
There is a whole theory behind
past, future. Past, present, and future.
Yeah.
Can your future self talk to my future self?
No, because future self really doesn't participate in any of the conversations. Mm. Because future self isn't here yet. He can't, right. He can't participate in anything.
Right. You can prepare things for him.
You set up situations for future self, and past and present self have to deal with that setup.
This is a theory that I'm sure it goes beyond John Roderick, but I believe that's where we've really come to connect on this idea of past, present, and future self. The way that he describes it is a way that you've been able to. To elaborate, so I'm gonna link to that episode. There's a show out there called Roadwork, in which a Mr. Jupiter or
King
Jupiter. I feel like getting the silly name wrong is actually insulting.
Yeah,
and it's.
I keep wanting to call it King Crimson, but that's just a bad prog rock band.
King Crimson's great. What do you mean? So. But this future self that, I mean, like, are you setting up the shots? How are you guys doing? Like, what's your relationship with future Josh?
Future Josh and I, present Josh. Yeah. This is present Josh.
Yes. Talking. Present Josh speaking.
Future Josh is really excited for all the things that, are coming.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And present Josh is like, ugh, God, I don't want to do that. And past Josh is just like kind of dancing away, laughing at all the situations he set up that present Josh has to deal with. And that future Josh isn't even, he's super stoked. It's like it, both ends, future and past Josh.
Is there a spectrum?
Well, future and it's kind of like, you know, color spectrums where they eventually wind their way back to the same color, like blue eventually turns into red.
Yeah, right.
Future and past Josh are both on the same color of the spectrum. They're both like red, right? Mm-hmm. They're both super happy. It's just they present Josh is just like.
Would you say it's a dip?
It's kind of like a dip.
Is it parabolic?
Yeah, it all comes right back to like being super happy. Like future Josh is like, yeah, look at all these cool things we're gonna do, and past Josh is like, ha ha. Look at all those things we set up. And present Josh is like, I just.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely. I just want to have tacos delivered to my house.
And I know. All of a sudden, you schedule lunch with someone and your world comes crumbling down.
Oh, well, yeah. That's.
Are you having any lunch?
Four days a week.
You having any lunches this week, Josh? How's it looking?
I don't think I have any lunches this week.
Oh, man. Lucky guy.
Probably set up a lunch.
Probably at least one. Get some ham.
Hopefully it's not a million degrees in Los Angeles this week, so I can actually go outside in the middle of the day.
Yeah,
play basketball.
How'd you beat the heat this past week?
I stood in front of my air conditioning. I think it was Friday night. I laid down at 8:30.
Oh wow!
Facing my air conditioner, which was 18 inches from my feet.
That's
my,
in the
my
living face. Room, right? Or is that no? You got the one that goes from the
one in the bedroom. Yeah.
Oh my god!
So it was like 18, and it was still 85 degrees in my bedroom.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm worried about my house.
No, yeah, no, because...
Also, Burbank is on fire.
There's a fire behind you. Has that been alarming to your, like... Do you feel like your neighborhood responds to things, like, as a group?
Well, I... Do you use Nextdoor?
No. No, but that's a...
That's another app disrupting the game.
That's a disruption app. It's a neighborhood thing, right?
Yeah.
I've seen it.
It's like a hyper local social network.
Right. It's and like literally the people on your street.
It really, really is. Like there's two, like Los Feliz is pretty small and there's two different networks if you're if you're up on the hill or down. Mm-hmm. Down on the low end.
Can you see the fire or are you just hearing reports of it and seeing
smoke? Yeah, are you yeah. And I'm on the lower side of the, you know, because I'm poor.
Okay.
But you'll see like a couple like emails come along through Nextdoor where it's like, hey, there's fire. I mean, we don't have to worry about it. It's all those rich fucks up top who have to worry about it.
See? That's why you don't build your house on a hill.
Yeah.
At the top or the bottom.
Yeah. You're right in the middle.
Yeah, actually, in fact, just avoid hills.
Yeah, you live on a hill.
Yeah, I'm. After yesterday, I'm moving. I don't want to walk up any more hills.
Yeah,
that took so long.
Yeah,
proud of it though. Glad it wasn't on fire. Felt like it could have been. And then
it was warm though.
Yeah, it was the warmest run ever. Like I honestly, if that was a normal day,
right?
I would have skipped that day of practice.
Right.
You don't practice on the heat wave day.
No. So don't risk it. It's not worth it.
That's what I said all the way up.
and then the apocalypse came to Santa Barbara.
Also that.
Talking
about the rain, right?
Yeah, the rain.
The God rain.
It's
been an interesting weather pattern.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the lower part of the city is destroyed.
That was really
there was parts of the roof on the ground outside of the restaurants yesterday.
That was a perturbing amount of displacement for how it rained for like 20 minutes, and then honestly, you would think that a tornado had happened.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
That's what rain is to us now.
Tornadoes.
A rain is a tornado level of.
Well, when trees fall into power lines.
It's rain.
Well, it was wind.
Yeah. So, wind is a natural occurrence. Like,
well, if it's high winds.
Yeah, true. I'm just saying I haven't seen a downed power line in a minute.
Yeah. It was lightning. It was lightning on the way in.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I mean, I don't know if there was necessarily lightning in Santa Barbara, but driving up, there was a lot of lightning in the distance.
Here's what happened. My body parts were sticking to other body parts. And I needed to take a shower. Yeah. Like, I'm just trying to describe the hotness. I'm not trying to be gross. It's just
it was, what body parts are we talking about?
Like, you know, like how like your thigh just like starts to become like one super thigh with your other thigh.
You start to feel the thighs.
You just have like a mermaid kind of situation going on.
Yeah. Merman.
Merman. Yes. A merman situation. And so I'm like, okay, it's time to take a cold shower, which is for me, I'm not a cold shower taker at all.
You don't. So when you're showering,
yeah. Let's get into the bathroom section of the Tag H show, which is like, you know, we talk the days, we talk shower caps.
Okay. So do you use a shower cap?
No. No.
I don't know.
I mean, I could, but I don't.
So you get in the shower, right?
Yeah.
All right.
First popular place for me to be.
First of all, do you turn the water on before? Or while you're in the actual shower unit.
You turn it on before.
Okay.
That's it. Like, okay.
So, I don't know.
We're just trying the same page, right?
Yeah, same page.
It would be.
We're setting a baseline.
Yeah, okay. Because if you get into the shower and then turn it on, I have no idea how, like, you must be, like, prepared for life on a different way. Like, I have to test.
Yeah, I've done it before.
Oh, wow. Did you
it almost happens exclusively in hotels.
Okay.
Because I don't know how the thing works.
So you get into the shower and then turn it on?
Really?
I don't trust anything that much.
I
will get hurt.
Yeah. So when you're turning on the shower, do you go full heat, no cold? A little bit of cold?
No, you have like it's always a ratio? It's always a mixture. It's always a ratio.
80-20?
Yeah, it's more like a – so if I had to score it, it's probably a 70 warm. 70 warm and then like 10 on the cold. Like I don't go 100 on either.
I don't think
that's necessary. Like, it's too much pressure. It's just like killing you.
Yeah, but you like a hot shower.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a hot shower guy.
All right. So you wanted a cold shower.
So I wanted basically the idea of a hot shower if the temperature rised any more.
The
water would catch a flame or it would evaporate before it started touching my body.
Right.
So I was ready for a cold shower.
Yeah.
And when I go into the shower, it is the hottest day, I promise.
Yeah.
When I come out of the shower, I'm noticing that it's overcast and I'm telling my housemate, dude. And I'm like, dude, it's overcast and the house is just 15 degrees cooler.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, the apocalypse just came upon us.
Yeah.
So that was perplexing. Like, take the shower and you come out to a whole new world.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not even like
power lines are falling.
Yeah.
These are end times.
Yeah. And like Aladdin didn't fly in and take you to a whole new world.
He's busy.
Aladdin?
Aladdin's busy.
Yeah.
I wish Aladdin had – I wish certain Disney characters had like Twitter or something. Like,
oh, there's definitely
– Do you think so?
There's definitely Disney Twitter.
Disney Twitter.
Because I know I've never seen this personally, or I don't like follow this personally or anything. Yeah, yeah. But a lot of the Marvel Netflix characters have Twitter accounts.
No, come on.
And it's just one guy tweeting at himself, but he's got some funny jokes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got some good stuff.
Okay. Aladdin has a
that's the Broadway show.
Oh, it's the Broadway show? For real? It's not like a personality.
Yeah, no, it's the Broadway show. Which one is this? Which show is this?
It's Aladdin. What do you mean?
Well, I didn't know. I mean, I did a thing for Aladdin in Chicago.
What do you mean you did a thing? Like an edit? You edited something?
There's a little thing for Disney, but this is.
Why don't you? You gotta.
Oh yeah, there it is.
This is it?
No, it's not it. But that's some of the footage we used. But
okay. How was this? Did you watch it?
It looks super cool. I've seen the Aladdin show in Disney Land.
Okay.
And it was cool. It was cool when like it's the kind of like the low rent version because it's Disneyland and they play it every day and it's a small theater and it doesn't have the break. It's free. It's not like the actual Broadway show or the touring show that's, you know, $80 tickets or whatever. So they don't have the production value, but it was super cool.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Disneyland in... Did I go earlier this year? No, I went last year.
I have no idea.
We should go. We should go to Disneyland. You and I should go.
I will never pay to go to Disneyland.
Okay, we should...
Find somebody who works at Disney.
Steal some Disneyland tickets.
Yeah.
You have all the problems with stealing music, but not Disneyland tickets.
It's... If music is $10, and it will bring me endless joy, and I can listen to it... forever.
That's fair.
Disneyland is $150 for $13 churros.
Fair enough.
And sticky children. and rides that make me literally want
to
die.
It's probably too much to call this episode "Sticky Children," right? We can't in good conscience do that.
No, we can't get on that list.
Okay, that's fair of me.
We're already on enough lists.
What music are you listening to right now? What do you got?
It's really just the Sonder episode.
Oh, my God. Is that not the best episode of anything to come out recently?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
We're going to link the shit out of that. We're going to keep talking.
It's probably on SoundCloud now.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it would have came out a week ago.
That's episode 324 of Selection Radio. The Sonder episode is just... I like how he said... I asked if you listened to... the Selection show like live and you're like, yeah, I listened to the Sonder one. I'm like, no, the one that recently came out. You're like,
no,
having this one on repeat right now.
Yeah. I have to archive this one.
And Sonder's like a band, right?
Deepat Attu and Brent Faiyaz.
So those are sweet artists that just
two of which I had been a big fan of for a few years.
Other solo careers.
Yeah, and then I had Brent Faiyaz appeared in my life.
Mm.
And he's taken it over.
He's the one that has a funny excerpt during the episode, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like, it said, pay your mama rent.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like people that give good advice in short. It's just like, hey, so would you like to say something on the radio? Like, yeah, take care of your taxes. Is that in your mind?
When you get paid, and I'm talking like not like on Fridays,
yeah,
but like paid.
Yeah.
Are you going to pay your mom's rent? Or are you going to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what's part your, of the plan. Okay.
All right. So you get $5 million.
Yep.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Perfect.
Happy 30th.
Someone gives me $5 million for my birthday. Yeah.
Assuming you take the debts and you make them all zero, what's the big purchase? What's the first big purchase?
Okay. $5 million, right?
$5 million. You knock off $100,000 for student loans and any other like weird money stuff.
I mean, like, even if we took care of all of my debts, like, you're still looking at the highest, like, you're looking at 4.7. Like, I'm not an expensive person.
Yeah.
The first purchase is going to be...
You're not buying your mom a house.
No. They're not going to want one immediately.
Yeah.
Like, my dad's still, like... I feel like... This is interesting. I feel like when you work so hard on something... If something else was given to you that could replace it, like you wouldn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
So that man put
You just described how Donald Trump became president without even realizing. You actually just described it.
Oh no! Isn't it how you can just be accidentally talking about the political climate?
Yeah,
just describing anything else.
Yeah.
Describing basic psychiatry and basic sociology, and you're like, oh, by the way, that's
the one.
My dad put solar panels on the house. You know, like,
what?
Yeah, he lives dope. In Ohio. Like, so
that's dope.
You don't buy them up. I think that I buy them travel. I buy them like, I buy them airfare tickets to visit here and to take. You know, maybe
where y'all want to go. Anywhere.
Where do they want to go? It. They want to go to Belgium. They want to visit their family out there.
Yeah. First class. You're going to Belgium.
I would wonder. Yeah, first class for
Come
sure.
On. Don't skimp on the...
It's not skimping. It's just like...
You got $5 million.
That's true.
It's like, what's a $3,000 first class ticket to Belgium
at that point? Oh my God, that would probably be so great.
Oh my God, you get to lay down.
Yeah.
You get a pillow. You got somebody who's going to walk up and down the row and say, do you want some eggs?
You know how you measure success by what you're doing when you're traveling.
Yeah.
So if you have a self-driving Tesla coming in, you're going to be at the height of success.
You have like a private jet. That's the real height, right? Because you can get anywhere.
That's true. If you can sleep on your way to where you're going.
Yeah, comfortably. Because you can sleep on a Greyhound. You shouldn't. you shouldn't
see. That's the kind of advice that I like to exchange. What are you buying?
What am I buying?
When your ticket comes in, what are you getting?
I mean, I'm probably buying some travel.
Yeah,
for me, not my parents.
Oh wow,
it's just me. Y'all can figure your own shit out.
Tell your mom I made this money. Happy birthday. Oh, God.
Well, she's going to hear this, so.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Cole.
Yeah.
And anyone else for the birthday wishes? It's been a...
You got a lot of birthday love.
It's been... I had a big 3-0 at dinner.
Big 3-0. Also a stressful bill, but that's not your fault.
That was so good. That was so good.
There's not a lot of things that make me anxious. There's actually a lot of things that make me anxious. But the thing that makes me the most anxious is the long receipt.
Yeah.
And then given to the person at the head of the table.
Yeah.
And the other side of the table, which is eight chairs down.
Yeah.
Looks over.
Yeah.
And then the stress washes over me. Like, I saw that happening, and I immediately just pulled out my wallet, and I was like, I've got $40.
Yeah, right.
I
want out of this.
I got meatballs 25 minutes after everybody else ate.
I cannot believe that.
I'm
so sorry.
And they didn't cost $40. And my drinks didn't cost $40. Right. But I'm just going to hand this to somebody.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave. Yeah. I'm just going to leave.
Yeah.
I feel like I made my contribution.
Yeah. That's what everyone should do. I think what happens is so the scenario is it's my birthday dinner and I want to go to a pizza spot and we have about 15 people. So that's going to be a large bill.
Yeah.
I just don't think that it's not a problem. I feel like what makes people anxious and what gets you there is the restaurant ambiance. Because there's lots of talking and then there's lots of extracurriculars and then you might have the music and then someone got their meal late and the server's kind of a dingleberry about it, try to charge you for a salad that you didn't order like three times. And then by the end of it, you know, you get this large bill to split, but it's not complicated.
Well, it is because they start adding limitations to you.
Yeah.
If I can just put down 15 cards.
Yeah.
And say, divide this by 15.
Yeah.
We all split it evenly.
Yeah, true. Right.
15. We each spend whatever amount of money it is, 30, right. $40, whatever it is.
Right.
But no. They say...
we have three cards.
You can only do three cards.
Yeah.
And then that's the problem.
I mean,
See, here's what I would do with $5 million. I would just pay the bill.
Can we disrupt this space?
I would just pay the bill.
Yeah.
And then everyone, because you can do the QR codes on Venmo now.
Yeah.
You scan my QR code. You just send me the money. Yes, right. I have $5 million. I don't need your $12 for your meatballs, but I'm taking it.
I feel like the anxiousness of the scenario is if you just like kind of realize like, well, it's going to get paid and we can all work out how to pay each other back like over time. Like
sure,
it's
that's a very, very relaxed point of view that I do not share.
Well, I guess what I mean not like over time, but it's like if you're sitting with someone that you don't know, then you're likely gonna like settle up your bill like pretty much immediately. Like, hey, what's your Venmo number? What's your I saw PayPal information get exchanged. I was like, what year is it? This is awesome.
Yeah. People still out here PayPaling.
We still out here PayPaling. I love it. People have like all but sworn off PayPal in my service.
I don't like that. I don't like that there are all these different payment apps. I don't like Venmo. It's the social feed is super creepy.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
I don't need to see that Brandon paid Craig for rent.
Yeah, it's awkward.
Yeah, it's super weird. Like the only thing, like, just put at that point, just put the value. Just tell me how much money is going around.
you're saying don't have an option to hide the amount. Like, if it's going to be out there,
just let me know. Let me start putting some money numbers together, and I could start figure out how much money people have.
I feel like that would be the most successful social media feed ever is someone's like literal bank account, their literal bank account feed. Like that would get followers. Like if you saw Jay-Z's Visa.
Oh, right.
Like if you could follow that, like Twitter,
that's pretty funny.
And like it.
Yeah.
And then retweet it.
Yeah.
If you could retweet like purchasing Ciroc.
I think about my, what if my credit card was a Twitter feed, how fast would Postmates sponsor my life? Like, how quickly would they just say, like, yo, here's a couple $100 in delivery charges because the last 14 charges on your credit card have been Postmates?
So between Amazon and Postmates, what do you go outside for now? Coffee?
Yeah.
Donuts, you said?
I go for a run.
Yeah, true. You getting them rings, boy. I've seen it. You're doing good. Where are you? You're still on your streak, right?
Yeah.
Well, how many? Is that, how many days?
200.
No.
And.
No.
47 Holy shit. Days.
You think you're going to make the year, right?
There's some days coming up that look a little difficult.
Yeah.
I'm doing some office work for like 3 weeks.
Yep.
I got to go to a facility.
Yep.
So I'm either going to have to get it in early,
mm-hmm.
get it in late.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm going home for 2 weeks.
Oh, when's that? When's that?
In December.
Oh,
for the holidays.
Right.
So like there's a gym at my folks' apartment and I am going to be there every day.
There you go.
Get those rings in.
I like there's nothing like being home and then actually working out.
Yeah.
Getting exercise in there.
Yeah.
I run around the old park that I used to hang out at.
Yeah.
It's super nostalgic and depressing. But I do it as like, you have to do it.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they say you can't go home again. That's why you get, you're still nostalgic because you're just never home again.
It hurts.
I think that was a New Edition song.
Can you give us some Josh oldies that we should get into?
Oldies? Is New Edition oldies now?
No, but it's more like
shit.
I mean, I don't know. When did
their most popular album came out in 88. So
yeah, so can we not be so critical?
I mean, their best album came out in 96.
Yeah.
But you know, in fact, the Home Again album.
Maybe I just meant classic.
Classic. I've been listening. Yeah. I made a comment earlier about Sade. I've been listening to a lot of Sade recently.
Okay, that's good.
Feel like making love.
How do you spell this?
Sade. Sade, man.
That's right. I've never had to spell it myself, and not that that's an excuse.
Yeah.
But all right. That's. I think that's. Maybe we should. I think okay. Serato Sample came out.
Right.
And you showed me some crazy videos.
Yeah, and as soon as we're done here, I'm going to show you some crazy features.
I think we're going to have to take some Sade.
Oh.
Into
is this the challenge?
The sampler.
Is this my challenge for the theme this week? I got to sample some Sade.
I think that's where we got to go.
Okay.
And
is that Sade with Drake?
Of course. See? You always over here.
Dude.
You always over here. Making it seem like have you seen that comic that has somebody glaring?
Why is he smiling that much?
Because he got a cup, you know. Got some coffee.
I feel like the real thing we need to be talking about on Black Twitter is how problematic Drake is.
I feel like there should be more nice people on Black Twitter. I like how this is like legitimately a Google for Sade and only that.
And there's just two pictures of Drake.
No, but
three.
That's a picture of Drake and Sade.
But then this is a picture just of Drake.
A picture of him.
Yeah.
Why is that happening?
I don't know.
It's all right. It's cool. We'll take a little screenshot.
Drake loves Sade so much he got a tattoo of her face because we just got to talk about.
Is that
about,
real? Does it really happen?
Click on visit page. Click on that billboard piece. Oh, there's going to be an Instagram picture. We're going to see some IG, as the kids say. Not a real story. Go back.
It's not a real story?
If you hit the visit page, maybe. I don't know.
How does Google image search work?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not real.
Oh, that first link there is there, though. More life, more tattoos. Drake gets more saute inspired links. Yeah.
Oh, word.
Yep. That's a real tattoo.
Word.
What do you think about, Kevin Durant, the Golden State Warrior small forward.
Yep.
MVP, playoff MVP last year. He has a tattoo of, I believe, Rick James on his thigh.
Okay.
I think he has a tattoo of Tupac on his shin.
Okay.
One of those I'm 100% confident in. The second one I'm like 90% confident. I think it's Tupac on his shin. Okay. I know he has Rick James on his thigh. What do we think of – of people getting musicians tattooed onto their body. See, there's the Rick James.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the Rick James, I think. Tupac. Oh, there's the Tupac one up top there.
Wow.
That's huge, too. Wow. It's really big. Wow. What do we think about that?
If they're dead, it's like, it's just like getting a tattoo of a fire hydrant, like whatever.
But it's a, like, it's another, it's a human.
Yeah.
That's like a person who lived.
Right.
That isn't like related to you. Like, I mean, yeah, like getting a picture of your daughter tattooed on your body is weird. It's super weird if you get Rick James tattooed on your thigh, right?
Where's your weirdness coming from? Is it because that's like the essence of a person, like their visual? I mean, because that's what you're getting tattooed, is a visualization. That's what tattoos are. They're because you can't see them without your eyes. So, not that that's supposed to be profound, but like, it's fashion.
Uh huh.
And fashion has several rules, but I mean,
would you get Rick James tattooed on your body?
I wouldn't. No.
Okay. Would you get like Chance tattooed on your body?
Probably not. No.
Okay. About Barack Obama?
I wouldn't get anyone tattooed on my body.
Anybody?
I don't think I would get a face tattooed on my body.
Okay.
I have a cartoon right now.
Yeah.
But no, I think people like painting themselves. I think that's just what they're into.
Like, yeah.
Okay. So imagine a child's middle school notebook.
Okay.
They've been into drawing and sketching in the margins of their paper for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
just making S's.
Just making the Stussy S. I tried to run the Stussy S so that I made that shape on a map.
Strava? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm close. I know how to do it. So I just have to run. I just have to do it one day.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that it's – I think it's similar to that.
Mm.
You're like, this is what I like. This is what I like looking at.
Why don't
you
just get like an airbrush shirt?
Instead of a tattoo?
Yeah. Like get the giant airbrush shirt of like somebody's face, birth and death.
Like the Aaliyah shirt or something?
Yeah, I'm so happy.
I figured that's what you were talking about.
You were thinking about the Aaliyah shirt
too. I mean, that's all anyone can probably think about. Yeah, I think the difference is, no, you know what? Does genius.com have a tattoo section yet?
Not yet.
All right, we need to disrupt the space.
I think you need to be the guy.
I'm going to build a rap genius for tattoos of not celebrities, but just famous tattoos maybe.
Yeah. You can break down all these tattoos on Kevin Durant's body.
Way too many.
Giant Tupac.
Giant. Is that wristwatch? What is this?
I can't really tell.
Is that like a training thing?
It kind of looks like the Wu-Tang logo. Kind of, right? But like just the bottom.
Right. Oh, wait. Yo, it is. Yeah, that's definitely the Wu-Tang.
Okay.
This guy has some cool tattoos. Why are you questioning him?
I'm not. I just think it's a little odd to get another person tattooed on your body, a person you don't have a kinship towards.
I mean, that's the thing, is that we have kinships, though. We do.
Okay.
Like, you know, to their message. Because Tupac is not the way that he looks. That's what I was kind of trying to get at.
Okay. Because
Tupac is not the way that he, like, you are not your physical appearance. You are a combination of several things.
Okay.
But a tattoo only has a physical appearance.
Mm-hmm.
So
can I get a tattoo of D'Angelo's body in the Untitled video on my body?
What effect are you going for?
To look like D'Angelo in 2000?
That's not how that looks. But I'd wonder if you got that tattoo, the type just the scenario that you'd have to be in to where someone could recognize it, like even before they recognize it, is so good.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to be like, I don't know, wearing short shorts or where
naked.
Is it on your thigh?
Where no, you, no, no, no.
You're getting on top
I get
of your
my body.
Body. How do you think tattoos work? How do you, what do you think happens when you get a tattoo? Take over your whole body.
Well, you just you start painting in sides. Yeah. You just like I've seen there's like
there's
this
a
makeup
different name for that.
There's like this makeup artist I've seen on the internet like that like paints her body, and she like paints the sides like the sides of her stomach like black, and then like has some like cool painting of like maybe it's just her spine or something.
Yeah,
and then she stands on a black background and it looks like her chest and body like turns into just the spine, and then like the rest of her body disappears.
Shit, what?
Yeah, it's super cool. But if I can do that, and I just turn it into D'Angelo's body from 2000.
Okay, okay. you're saying to exercise all of like the depth perception that you can do
to make me look like D'Angelo from 2000.
I feel like you'd have to stay in like a certain spot environmentally though.
I can do that
because you'd have to like
I'm always in my house.
You can look like you like I look like D'Angelo, but only at my house. You could be that. You could do that.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
I would love things you can't believe that you can get delivered. You can we'll come over to your house and make you look like somebody whenever you're in a certain part of the living room. Oh man, I want to find this paint though.
Yeah,
how do I find it? Woman paint,
woman
on,
paint on body,
spine.
Yeah,
bones. That's gonna,
yeah, it's gonna yield something.
Do you think? Is it a video or is it an image?
It's an image. It's like a thing I've seen.
Is this it?
No, it's that's not it. But that's kind of the idea, right?
Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean. This is actually
like that's kind of the one on the right there, the one right above it. That one here. That's kind of the closest.
That,
but it's not the best
one. That's not real, is it? Like is that a photograph or is that
I don't know
imaged?
It looks like it's imaged.
Yeah,
looks like it's been edited.
Yeah,
that's I don't wild know. Though. The kids these days with their time on their hands. I don't understand. The kids these days, do they sleep?
They don't need sleep, man.
Is it because of all the Xan? I don't know what that is.
Is that a track? Did you hear that on a Little Uzi Vert track or something?
Yeah.
You were there trying?
Yeah, I can't listen to any of that stuff.
Really?
What? We're late in this podcast, but what's your opinion on trap music? Not just the music, but the lyric, the actual rap performance on a trap song.
Like they're inconsequential. They don't matter.
They don't.
The lyrics on a trap album don't matter.
Okay. Well, is it because the only word they use is skirt?
I'd wonder if I found it. I don't know why I find it annoying, but I do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, ad libs.
Like, sure.
They're there to just to make noise.
Yeah, they've been there since the beginning of. It's kind of what like jazz music has tons of like random ad libs in it. Yeah.
Actually, wow! I didn't. Is that a proven correlation between jazz and hip hop?
There is a very direct correlation between jazz and
hip-hop. No, but I'm talking about ad libs and like specifically.
Oh well, all music kind of has ad libs. I mean, think about. Shit. It's just like runs in any, you know, every Christina Aguilera or Mariah Carey song.
Right. Okay.
I'm sure country has something like that. It's probably just the sound of a bush being, like opening in the background.
Like Bush the Band?
No, the Bush the Band opening a case of Bush Light beer.
I do.
Milwaukee's best.
Yeah, I just don't care for. So the lyrics that matter are the ones that you can hear and that touch you. I think it's you'd be hard pressed for a trap song to really touch you, unless like, unless you really are lost in the sauce, like,
right?
And you're like, oh, lost in the sauce. Oh man,
are any of these? Are any of these
discovered?
Any of these trap dudes that you're into?
Yeah, yeah, I love a lot of that. Well, I mean, I'm the production dude, and like, I really
musically, a lot of the music's really cool.
Yeah,
I like a lot of the music.
To me, it's like dubstep in a way, or if you just take the music part of it,
uh-huh,
and extract like any of the hype or whatever, like take it for what it is.
Yeah,
the music part of trap is truly exciting to me. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's like it's hyper minimalist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm. It can be.
And it's, you know, it's taking more from Kanye.
So would you say that Kanye is a trap producer?
No.
That's interesting, because like, I think that a lot of the producers right now,
but they're inspired by a lot of what he did, like on 808s.
Right.
Because Kanye is the most influential musician in the last 30 years.
Mariah Carey. Attribute Kanye West to Mariah Carey. Oh, speaking of Mariah Carey, man, you sure you don't want to get on this jet ski?
Yeah.
You promise?
Yeah.
You're sure that's something you're not interested in?
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it.
Okay. I mean, we could be exactly like that honey. Black and white, or sepia, or whatever
sepia,
it was.
Yeah.
Sepia.
Uh-huh. Could I get Mariah Carey's body from 1986 tattooed on my body?
I wonder if there's Mariah tattoos out there. I mean, we know that there are.
There's definitely Mariah tattoos.
Can we close out the show by looking at some Mariah tattoos?
Does Nick Cannon have a Mariah Carey tattoo? Because that would be hilarious.
Oh shit.
Oh wait. Okay.
Oh, whoa.
It's just a large
Nick Cannon.
Yeah, it's just
a giant tattoo on his back. Whoa.
Player. What's that tattoo going to look like when he's 65?
You see, people ask that.
I don't care. I don't judge anybody for for that.
Yeah.
But I am curious, because the full body tattoo is kind of a new thing, right?
It's more main tattoos are in general are more mainstream than
they
were.
And they seem to hit like a kind of a bit of an extreme, not like in a negative way, but like in terms of like full body, like that Nick Cannon tattoo was just like kind of crazy.
Well, it's because he had to cover up
his
Mariah tattoo.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
This is the best photo ever.
Well, she's got a butterfly tattoo.
Yep, right in the spot. There you go. Oh, there we go. That's what I was looking for.
That's it. That's the one.
We found a Mariah's face.
Would you get a Mariah Carey tattoo?
It's
kind of creepy.
Okay, now I see it. Now I see what you mean by look. I don't think the Tupac tattoo is creepy, but I think that this Mariah one's pretty bad.
Yeah. Get a wolf.
Oh, jeez. Oh, there we go. Is that someone?
No, that's Mariah Carey.
That's actually her.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
this
man.
This is creepy.
I can't wait for you to get famous enough where TMZ is hitting you up.
Oh, they don't hit you up.
Taking tattoos or taking photos of your tattoos.
They don't hit you up. They find you.
They do find you.
Catch me outside.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.